Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at right. But it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Mad Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's Game Time.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, The Dean, www.themanmindset.com. Just thought we would do a light show today. Got the number up, and I'm also going to read some emails and stuff. But guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373 if you have a question. Just going to read a... we're going to have some emails and reading stuff like that. But like I said, guys, if y'all want to call in, feel free to call in. That's what this show is about. It's a call-in show. But we do have a subject that we are going to talk about and cover on today's show. So one thing I always strive to do is make sure that that at the end of the day, we want to make sure everybody out there has more of an understanding of why they do what they do versus looking at women as the reason to why everything is going wrong in their lives. So that's what we're going to be discussing. We're going to be definitely talking about that. Also, I got a few emails here to read, and any questions y'all have in the chat room, I'd be happy to answer those questions as well. If y'all, again, y'all got the number to call in, 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Just want to say what's up to my chat room dogs. Hope everything is going good with you. Oh, wait, let me turn that down. Hope everything is going good with my chat room dogs. Also, the ladies out there that are listening, I want to say what's up to the ladies out there. You know who you are. What's up, girl? And all the haters out there, I'm sorry your father didn't love you, but it is not on me to hold your hand or coddle you. So before, because we ain't doing a regular show, since this ain't a regular show, I won't do the bringing the voice. But before we start, I think I'm going to go first to an email before we get to the situation that a lot of guys have of reaching beyond your level, okay? So let me find, let me go ahead and read this email I got, and I'll answer it. And if y'all, again, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. Chat room, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and just put a Q by it, I guess. And I will definitely, if I see it, and it's interesting enough, I definitely will. I definitely will answer the question. So we go ahead and stop this for a second. All right. So let's go ahead and get into it and everything. So go ahead and read this email real quick from this person right here. Steve, I need your opinion. I met this beautiful girl. She works in a small store where I buy food and other things. Now, what I want you guys to do is I want you to listen to what he's saying. And you can I already see where he's going wrong. But hopefully y'all can see what's going on in the question itself. He's already put himself in such a bad position. But I will keep reading. I met this beautiful girl. She works in a small store where I buy food and other things. We're both 24 years old. I sent her a friend request on Facebook and Instagram, and she accepted. But she confuses me. Sometimes she's very nice with me. She approached me first and started the conversation. Started asking me, do I train and things like that? Do I go to college? Where do I work? And what's my name? Sometimes when I can't find an example, I can't find, for example, shaving cream or something else. She asks me, what am I looking for? And helps me find it, I guess, when he goes to the store. She's helping him out. Unfortunately, she's more often cold and distant. Sometimes she passes in front of me without any word, without even a look at me. What's wrong with her? Why is she acting so different with me? Why does she treat me a few days in a nice way and other days in a cold way? She always treats the other guys in the store the same way, not hot, not cold, as with me. I'm a little jealous because of that, and I've noticed that she often plays with her hair when she's alone in the store with me. I've heard that girls who play with their hair, the guy. Whew, boy, this is a lot, man. It's a lot to take in because there's so many things out there. That I think a lot of guys kind of make the mistake of. They look outside of her to determine what she is without going for the jugular of the neck, you know, bite her neck, take up the tree, and find out what the deal is. Here's the situation. First he said, I met a beautiful girl. Remember, guys, what do I always tell you? As soon as your problem starts out with this woman or beautiful woman or girl, you are already telling the story that you're putting yourself in a weak position around a woman. So she works at a store. And here's the problem a lot of guys are not used to. A lot of guys are not used to women being aggressive or women taking over. And I think what happened here was the woman was being the aggressor. And because she was being aggressive, for a lot of guys, it is intimidating. So like I say, he said that she was nice. She approached me. She started a conversation. So a lot of guys are not used to being in the position where the woman is being more dominant, okay? More dominant. And when a woman is more dominant, a lot of guys get intimidated because they're not used to being around someone that is, quote unquote, interested in them, all right? But then he says sometimes she's cold and distant. Sometimes she'll walk past me without any word or any look. What's wrong with her? What do you mean, what's wrong with her? See, guys, I think some of the problems that y'all have that y'all don't understand is that when a woman puts her bid in or a woman shows you interest and you don't show her any interest back, it makes her feel stupid. So she's got to save face. And by saving face, that is walking and making sure she ignores you. He's asking what's wrong with her. Unfortunately, there's nothing wrong with her. It's the what's wrong is the situation. The situation is wrong, and it goes twofold. Number one, it's the fact that he didn't put his bid in. I always tell you guys, if you are sitting around bullshitting with a woman, this is going to be your result. Women do not like guys who are not assertive, and that's something that he's not doing. But here's another problem I see in this, is that so what if she treats you nice one day and treats you cold another? See, y'all guys are so busy looking at the behavior of the woman, you're not looking at the why behind the behavior. And I'll say it again, you're not looking at the why behind the behavior. And the why behind the behavior is, why should she treat you any other kind of way when it is you who is bullshitting and playing games? Here is the third worst part. You're worrying about other guys. And that's one of the biggest issues that the majority of you guys have when it comes to women. Y'all always look at what somebody else or how a woman is treating somebody else, and you're basing how she treats another man off of, or the having the thought process of how she's going to treat you. That is the worst thing you can do as a man. And I will say it again. The worst thing you can do as a man is allow what happens to somebody else dictate and control what's going on with you. And I think that was the case in all of this, is that Mike, I'm gonna say that shit for Wednesday. But what I'm saying is, women are, because a woman treats somebody a certain way, you cannot ever assume she is going to treat you that way. Because as soon as you assume, you lose. And I try to get you guys to stay away from and avoid people using their experiences to guide and dictate yours. It doesn't happen that way. There are so many things that you don't know about between her and those guys. You don't know if the guy's running behind her. You don't know if the guy is beating around a bush or walking on eggshells. You don't know if the guy is thirsty. You're not there to see the whole interaction between her and the other guy. And as soon as you assume, that because she is either treating the other guys the same or talking to another guy, that means that you don't have a chance and opportunity. I'm going to tell y'all something. One thing women like to do is they love to talk to guys. And talking to a guy is different from wanting to fuck a guy. All right? Now we'll say it again. Talking to a guy is different from wanting to fuck a guy. And the reason why is because even though the woman knows that all the guys she talks to want to fuck her, she knows how to keep them at bay. But the thing she can't keep at bay is her emotions when she's sexually invested in somebody else. So one thing I never do, and one thing I always will tell you guys, never ever look at what a woman is doing to somebody else and automatically assume that she's going to do it with you. That's not the case. You have to be able to start to judge every woman you see and date. Every woman you see and every woman you date, you're going to have to start judging them on how they respect your name. See, and this kind of goes into the world is flat thinking for a lot of you guys, because a lot of you guys automatically assume that just because she's talking to somebody means she likes him or wants to sleep with that guy, and that's not the truth. And that's the thing that I don't want you guys to fall into, that lie. It's a lie. It's not a truth. Sometimes she just talks to guys because she can't talk to you. Sometimes she'll talk to guys because you're not biting or budging. You're not bullshitting and beating around the bush. And just because she likes to talk to somebody does not mean she wants to sleep with him. And just because she treats somebody bad does not mean that she is going to treat you that way. And one of the biggest and greatest mistakes people always make is by assuming that if a woman is treating somebody bad, that she's going to treat you bad. Remember, guys, we only judge women based off of what they are to us. I don't care about the next man, and I never cared about the next man. I have been to parties, clubs, and gatherings where a lot of guys would get mad at me later on, of course, but what they would say is, oh, man, I would love to talk to that woman, right? They would say that. I would love to talk to that woman. But then they would turn around and say, well, shit. Well, wait, but before I talk to her, oh, my God. Look at her. Look what she's done. Look how she's treating that guy. She's ignoring that guy. She's not talking to that guy. She's acting like a bitch toward that guy. Look at that guy. He's walking over and talking to her, and she's not even looking at him. Oh, and what these guys do is automatically say that bitch. And that's what they'll say. Oh, she's a bitch. She's stuck up. She's a stuck-up bitch. They would say that. A lot of guys say those things. But what a lot of guys don't realize, you're not there. Only are you not there. You don't even know what's going on. You didn't see the conversation. You didn't hear what he had to say. And I would say 9 times out of 10, every guy that walks up to a woman doesn't know how to approach her right. Every guy that walks up to a woman doesn't know what to say. Hold on a second. Hey, Kay, I'm on the show. I'll be in the room a little bit later. Kay. Yeah, I'm on the show.
I was trying to call in.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Let me see if you in. Hold on. Wait, did you call in? Wait, go ahead and call in. I'll bring you in, bro. Wait a second. No. Try it right now. 515-605-9373. Yeah, 515-605-9373. He's like, all right, hung up. Oh, wait, I don't know. Shit. Hold on. Okay. Damn, I got to check the phone lines. I didn't even check the phone lines. I see my boys trying to call in and shit. Okay. Oh, wait. There ain't no. Oh, shit. Hold on. Fuck.